What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of the Constance Annie Show. I am your host, Constance. Before we proceed, let's all say the name together because I'm getting a little bit of confusion still. We about 3-4 years in, however many years in, who knows how many years in, and some of y'all still ain't got it. Let's begin with the pronunciation. First name, Constance. Last name, Annan. The show name, the Constance Annan Show. And thank you. You know what else we need to get down? I need to get a theme song. Okay, we've been doing the show too long for me to not have a theme song. Part of the reason is I don't know how to put together a theme song. Another part of the reason is I've been sitting around waiting, hoping that one of y'all that was gifted and talented in music would have just felt compelled and led to come up with a theme song for me. Y'all have failed me in that department. Ain't nobody reached out with a custom theme song. It's okay. I'm going to give y'all a chance to get that together for me. Let Jesus use you in a fine, fine way for my sake and for his glory. Next on the list. It's 2024, you guys. I'm excited for the new year. I have no idea what the trajectory of this show is going to look like. Y'all can see I'm filming in my room. I got to stop making the location such a big deal. But I think it's important to touch on the fact that I did not want to film today. I was kicking it in my bed, cool and chilling. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice say, get up and record something. And I'm thinking to myself, get up and record something, question mark. Yeah, you know, I don't know about y'all. I be asking God questions because, like, I thought I heard you say something, but read the room and look around. You want me to record? I ain't got an extra set of hands. I'm not in a studio. I don't enjoy filming by myself. Why would I get up and do that? And God did what he always does, and he kept it a little silent on that part. But it's okay because I still got up and I did what I needed to do. Let's talk about God real quick. Y'all know, if you don't know, I love the Lord. I love Jesus Christ. I proclaim Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And one thing people don't talk about, or one thing that I just found out, is that and I always kind of knew this, but I didn't know it to this extent. When you start leaning into God and you start really effing with God the long way, you start to change. And the change sounds good on paper, but for me, I was scared, okay? Things were changing all around me, and it was kind of like it was changing without my permission. Anytime I reinvented myself in the past, I kind of had a say in it, you know? I took some time to do some shadow work. I took some time to self-reflect on the things that I did that were a little cringe that I should have never did, and I decided to make those changes. Last year, God changed me before I even had a say. You know, I thought I wanted certain things. Fast forward after God did his due, I don't want them things anymore. And so the reason I was scared was because I would look in the mirror and I would no longer recognize who I was looking at. And I actually didn't go through like a baptism or anything like that. I just, like I said, I ain't have no say in nothing. I just woke up one day, desires was changing, heart was changing, mind was changing, behaviors was changing. And so because I was so scared, I don't know if y'all noticed, but every time I got up to film last year, I was insecure as hell. Insecure, lacked in confidence, wasn't comfortable because I didn't know myself. And so if I don't know myself, how can I come and speak to these people and talk to them? What do I even have to talk about? I'm trying to figure out who I am when I look in the mirror, right? So I'm trying to figure out who I am. God is calling me to do this thing. It was just a lot to the point where I was just like, God, I didn't even ask for this. Like, this is cute. This is cool. On the outside looking in, I know the people is clapping it up for you, Lord, because of the things that you're doing through me. But at the same time, I don't want to do this. Like, I wanted it to be real simple, real cute, real calm. It was a lot. And I would always find myself talking to God like, God, I don't want this. All you were supposed to do for real, respectfully and humbly was you was just supposed to give me a microphone, put me in a place that's going to pay me what needs to be paid so I can pay my rent, and put me in front of a camera, and I'll be good. That's what you were supposed to give me. But instead, it's like, Constance, you about to build this thing brick by brick, layer by layer, and I'm going to walk with you. But you got to trust me. And so it's like, dang, I got to trust you. But I'm looking in the mirror. I'm confused with who I am. It was just a lot. It was a lot. Like, when I talk about it now, I'm like, okay, Constance, you was definitely tripping. But then it was just a lot. Now I feel good and comfortable to say that I know who I am. You know, I appreciate the changes that God has made in my life. And I'm ready to really step back into them and be me and be free and continue to explore myself on this show. So I know I've said it before, but I'm gonna say it again. I'm so appreciative of everybody that is watching, because you don't have to watch. All right, half the time, I don't know what the hell we're talking about. But let's talk about something that really matters right now, because to the people that have been following me on Instagram, and if you don't follow me on Instagram, please pause and follow at BLACKM0CHA. And thank you, Black Mocha on Instagram. That's my personal. Y'all that follow me, y'all know it was my birthday recently. Shout out to everybody that took time out of their day to stay HBD. And to the people that didn't, you still have a chance. Comment something down below. Let the girl know you got to stay HBD. Now, it was my birthday, and I got to be honest, I think this was probably the worst birthday, one of the worst birthdays I've had. Not because anybody did anything, but because I did something that I really didn't want to do. And I don't like that for me. I don't. I did a birthday dinner. Can we talk about how birthday dinners are so overrated? Now, they are not overrated because of the things that I've heard other people say. As a matter of fact, I watched a TikTok recently. We're going to get into the TikTok. But birthday dinners are overrated because, for one, why am I, the birthday girl, planning something? If you as a friend love me the way you say you love me, why you haven't already configured a birthday plan for me? Why are you asking me what I'm doing? What you better do for me? Question number one. Next on the list, when it comes down to planning, why do I have to be considerate of your finances? How you been my friend for X amount of years? You know my birthday coming up and your finances ain't right for the birthday girl. How? Now, I'm not saying I need a gift. What I'm saying is, why is it that when I choose a restaurant, I got to be concerned about, can you afford? You see how that don't even add up? Do I have to keep going? So it's just like birthday dinners, they're really just a headache. They're a headache for me because it's too much planning. Not only do I got to worry about somebody's finances, I got to worry about, do somebody want to eat this cuisine? I want an octopus so bad for my birthday, but it was so hard for me to find a restaurant that served octopus but will also accommodate other people. Now, maybe this is a me problem. Maybe I should have just put on my big girl pants and told everybody, man, fuck it. If you can make it, you can make it. If you can't, you can't. But this is where I'm eating. This is the budget I got. Matter of fact, I don't even got a budget on my birthday. So I don't know why anybody else around me got a budget on my birthday. Because how you know you got a queen bee day coming up and you ain't ready for it? That's disrespectful. We're going to play the TikTok right here of a man that claims that friends should be more considerate. Run the clip.
I think it's unfair when someone chooses a really expensive restaurant for a birthday dinner, and it's causing this disagreement with the friend right now, where for his birthday, he chose a restaurant and the cheapest entree is $41. And so I didn't go, and now he's mad at me. Read the room. Like, yeah, it's your birthday, but you should know, like, if your friends are going to be happy at where you choose. So yeah, I stand by my decision. I don't think your birthday is about, like, doing the biggest, fanciest thing. It's about, like, having fun with your friends and doing something you like.
Now, the question is, do you have a right to be mad at your friend for not making it to your birthday party, even if they told you that they don't have the finances for it? It's like, all right, I ain't checking nobody's pockets. I ain't checking my friend's pockets, but we all be low-key checking our friend's pockets. Do we not? Like, you're not really checking them hard, but you're doing a little side eye, right? Whenever your friend tell you, like, oh, I can't afford this, like, they go on about their financial problems. But then you hear about them going to cash out on something else. You be thinking to yourself, wait, do you or do you not got it, right? And so I say that to say, we be knowing our friends' pockets, and friends be making, or people in general, people be making, they find a way to scrounge up some money for the things they want to do. So why is my B-Day not on that list of important things? And I think that that's where the frustration would come from. Because how you not ready to celebrate the queen? Now, while we are on the topic of birthdays, I think it is best to get into a segment that I love to call And Thank You. Now, And Thank You is my fashion corner. We sometimes review looks on red carpets. Sometimes we review celebrity looks. Today, we're reviewing my birthday looks, okay? For the past 3 years, I have done a cute birthday look. We are going to look at all of them, and we are going to decide which one was the best. I want y'all down in the comments engaging with me, okay? Let's get into the looks. So here we have my birthday in 2022. One thing I think I actually could have did better was the jewelry. I feel like the jewelry was a little too much. I don't think I really knew what to do with the jewelry, and I feel like it shows. Other than that, I think that this is a hit. So it's gonna get an end thank you from me. Next on the list, first of all, does it get an end thank you from y'all? Next on the list, we have this look from 2023. I absolutely love this look. This look is, I mean, it just eats. Like, who have you seen in this? Nobody. I think that it is sexy. I think it is I mean, it's just giving. It's giving everything that needs to give. Then I hit him with the blonde hair. Like, I really ate him up. Y'all haven't peeped by now, the hair does play a part of the outfit. Y'all see I got the glove. 2 years in a row I did the glove. I really loved the way my body was looking. I just loved everything about this. It gets an end thank you from me. Does it get an end thank you from you? Next on the list. Now this is the look from this year. And I ate the girl. I surely did. The hair. We threw the roses in there. Shout out to Aaliyah. Aaliyah gave me the rose inspo. Absolutely freaking love this look. This outfit is from The Crypt. I didn't see anybody style either of these pieces the way that I styled it. All my looks get an end thank you from me. Do they get an end thank you from you? They ought to. If not, let me know what you liked. Let me know what you didn't like. And that concludes today's segment of end thank you. My camera died, y'all. See, this is exactly why I hate filming by myself. But it's okay. We go into the next segment. We about to play my favorite game, word association. Now, if you are new here, word association is a bowl full of different topics, questions, words. You pull out of the bowl, you read what you pull out, and then you say the first thing that comes to mind, okay? Literally, word association. Now, before we play, we got a song. The people at home that have been watching forever, y'all know the song. Sing along with me in 5, 4, 3, 2, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Oh, let's get into it. And what? And toot it in. Boot it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. And toot it in. Boot it. See, this, that's the song I got to record. I know the tune. I know the beat. I'm going to have to go ahead and make that happen for real, for real, for real, for real. All right, let's pull out the bone. We have one. Now, this is from December. Like when I did my Christmas episode and I didn't pull this one out. This says, what is the easiest way to spot a hater? Now y'all know me. When it comes to the concept of haters, I really don't subscribe to it. Because I feel like I'm just too grown to believe that I got people that hate on me. Like, I don't know what you hate on. If you see I'm doing it, you can do it. Just ask God and you're gonna do it. I really don't know. Hey, like, I really don't know with the hating thing. I don't. When I was younger, I would think people were haters if they didn't like me. But you don't have to like me. It's okay if you don't like me. If you don't like me, I think you made up in your mind that you don't like me. But that's okay, too. If that's the game that you want to play with yourself and that's how you like to move, that's cool, too. I don't know. I don't know too much about haters. But what I will do is I will ask my Instagram followers. See, one thing I would love, like, I'm so tired of me telling y'all, comment down below, y'all don't comment. I want to be able to connect with y'all. Like, we gotta do a live show or something. Like, this talking on the screen is like, it's talking to a camera is driving me insane. I really want to be able to engage with y'all. But yeah, I'm gonna ask my Instagram followers what they say. Let me make the Instagram post and then we can resume. Hello?
Hi, Pastors. What are some practices I can apply to a passive-aggressive work environment to prevent myself from quitting or self-internalizing?
All right, y'all. I think y'all heard that one. If you didn't hear it, they wanted to know what were some ways or what are some practices that they can apply to a passive-aggressive work environment to prevent them from self-sabotaging or self-internalizing. I think that was the question. If not verbatim, that was close to it. I don't know why y'all be asking me questions about work, because I don't know. First of all, let me introduce the segment, Dear Constance. Shout out to the person that called. Now, this is the segment where you guys call in when you need advice, and I give y'all advice. So y'all heard the question. Now, we can get to the answer. Like I was saying, I don't know why y'all be asking me about work. I don't care if my boss was upset and couldn't straight up and tell me that she was upset. I don't care if Susie wanted me to eat lunch with her and I didn't eat lunch with her and now she walking around the office talking shit. I don't care about what goes on at the workplace. And so when it comes down to passive aggressive work environments, it is what it is and was what it was. Like, I'm only here for 8 hours. Like, I do feel like when things start going wrong or like when things start to like upset me, first of all, I understand that, like, I am in control of my emotions. I always talk to my brother about this. Like, he always, like, reminds me, like, Constance, you're in charge of your emotions. If this is stressing you out, you're causing it to stress you out. Like, you don't have to be that stressed. You're only here for 8 hours of the day. You be sleeping for half the time. So, like, don't even be stressed. You ain't got nothing to be stressed about. So we are in control of our emotions. So reassess how things are making you feel and why they're making you feel that way. And understand that you're in control of how they make you feel. So that's one. And then number two, when things start going left, I just assume God's kind of transitioning me out of there. Like, it's a reminder to not get too comfortable. Like, this isn't your forever home. Now, I think you could also pray about it and ask God, like, God, help me in this environment. If this where you place me and this what you want me to do, God, I'm going to need you to shake the table. Either you get Susie to take that stick out of her butt and stop acting so dang annoying, or you help me to stop internalizing these things so that I can assume the role that you've placed me in and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, I pray. So, you know, I'm not saying that you don't pray or that you didn't pray, but that's the best thing that I can tell you. I feel like I don't have the best practical advice for this situation or scenario because I don't be given a F-U-C-K. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I need to care more about the places I work at, but I don't. The best way to not self-sabotage or not self-internalize anything is to truly not care, because this ain't your company. This ain't your job. Oh, it's your job, but this ain't your company. Like, you still gonna get paid even if the company falls to shits tomorrow. Like, this, you know, I just don't care about it. Hope that was good advice. If y'all have advice for this person, leave it down below in the comment section, especially if you're in, like, the corporate world, or if you're working and you love what you do and you're trying to level up in your career field. I think this person could really benefit from questions from you. Y'all see what I would love to have? I would love to have y'all in the crowd answering these questions and we all talking kiki and tt and hee hee. But for now, I want y'all to engage with me in the comments and give this person some advice. Again, this is the Dear Constance segment. If you need advice, call into the Dear Constance hotline, 240-587-3186. Utilize this hotline if you need advice from me. If you have a question, call your girl, get right, and let's get back to the show. All right, y'all, we're gonna wrap it up after this. I asked everybody how to identify a hater. I asked my followers how to identify an undercover hater. And this is what some people had to say. Chanel X Saray said, pray on it. God always exposes people for who they truly are. And she ain't never lied. If you want to know about somebody, pray about it. God gonna show you something. And if you can't, God gonna show you a dream. God gonna pull that person away from you. God gonna expose the fake. One thing he do is expose the fake. Okay, next, Miss Jade says, silence is power, and when you stop giving them something to talk about, they hate harder. That didn't really answer the question, because, like, how did you spot that they was hating to begin with? Next, 606 said, energy don't lie. And I know that's right. I be having, let me tell you something, sometimes you get around people and your body rejects it. Like, your spirit rejects it. Like, you just smell the stank up on them. Not that they actually stink, but you can smell, like, your spirit can't even get right with that. And in those instances, you just got to honor that until you have some clarity on that. It's a lot of people I be getting around and my insides be like, Constance, 6 feet. Keep that 6 feet distance, because something ain't right. I don't know exactly what it is, but it ain't right. And sometimes when I'm in them situations, I do pray about it. I'll be like, God, am I making up in my mind that I'm more important to this person than I actually am? And I'm convincing myself that the energy ain't right because I don't want the energy to be right. Or is the energy not really right? So sometimes you can pray and ask God for that discernment. But energy don't lie, honey. You could tell. Let me say this. I can't tell. I can't always tell who's a hater, but I most definitely can tell when my body ain't feeling something. Like, if me, the spirit, my soul ain't feeling you, I ain't feeling you. And I ain't about to force myself to feel you. Next, Versal 2.0 said, what they say about you when you're not around. I think that's a good indication. Like, if you got a group of friends, if you're around somebody and they always in your face, hee hee, ha ha, tee tee, kissing and loving. And then when you're not there, they want to talk shit with Joe. That's a hater. But that's been the scariest type of hater, because why would you continue to be around me if you don't like me? I don't know if guys experience this, but I know girls do. Y'all know we all had that one friend that kind of 110% did like us. Like, they wanted to eat the cat, but they didn't know how to say they wanted to eat the cat. So they just started being weird. So that ain't really a hater. They ain't a hater. They just a fan. Oh, I hate to say it. One thing about me, I do not love when somebody loves me a little too much more than I love them. It's like, y'all know what I'm talking about. I think I went off track with that. What was the point that somebody said that took me there? What they say about you when you're not around. I was just saying, I think some people, they love you so much that they convince themselves they don't like you because they don't even like themselves as much as they like you. So now something in them is like, all right, this ain't right. Their spirit is fucked up about how much they love you that they have to convince themselves they don't like you. Next, Zacharina.A said, listen to how they respond to your good news. I had a couple of people say that. Listen to how they respond to your good news. I think that that's fair too. Like if you're telling somebody something about the good shit that you just, I got a raise. I'm going on a trip. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And all they ask and fix their lips to say is something negative. Bitch, for one, I'm done telling you any good news. So now you about to be looking confused as hell. And you ain't never going to know what's going on with me. And that's going to make you more sick because you must really be a fan. The way you trying to suck me dry of all of the good experiences that I got in my life. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know why people are so negative. But to be fair, it's like sometimes you be talking to like your friend and they say something and you just want them to know the... Like, you don't want them to be delusional about the situation. So I get it. But it's like, I think you understand the intention. Like, you know when it's coming from a loving place. And you'll know when it's coming from like, damn, bitch. Do you ever want me to win? Because right now, I don't even want to talk to you. I get it. I feel those vibes. I did also make a post on Instagram. Y'all gonna have to go read that. No, actually, there was one good one. Sorry, I had too many. I was gonna skip over it. But this was actually a good one. Matthew Hansen said, maybe I read too deep into people or just discernment, but fan-like behavior or too much support or yes man. Oh yeah, he got what I was saying. Yeah, he got what I was putting down. You'll be too distracted to notice how much they have disdain for you because of how much they shower you with love. That's fair too. What do they call it? Like, I don't know if this is really the right term. Love bombing. I don't know if that's the right term. That's the term that I just heard and I kind of just used and I don't even know what that means. Forget that. I even said that. But I do think that that is fair. Like the fan behavior, something ain't right about a fan. You know what I mean? Like you should not be that fanned out about me. Speaking of fans, can we get on to the next topic and then we can close out on fans? The girls are fighting Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion. Like, what's even going on with that?
Quick backstory. On January 29th, Nicki Minaj released a single called Bigfoot, an alleged response in retaliation to Megan Thee Stallion's latest single, Hiss. Now, Hiss makes reference to Megan's Law, a law enacted in 1996, which requires authorities to notify the public about specified registered sex offenders. These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's Law, says Megan in her latest single. And according to USA Today, in July of 2022, Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, was on house arrest for not registering as a sex offender. Fans speculate that the reference to Megan's Law provoked Nicki to respond with the Bigfoot single, along with a series of tweets directly addressing Megan Thee Stallion. The feud continues as Nicki's fans, also known as the Barbs, make alleged threats to desecrate Megan's mother's burial site. According to TMZ, the Texas cemetery has notified local authorities of these threats, and they have increased security personnel at their facility due to the ongoing feud.
I ain't listened to either song, but that's not even what I wanted to address. I wanted to address the fans because y'all gotta stop being too crazy. Like, something ain't right. When you wake up one day and you say you're gonna go destroy somebody's mom gravesite over rap beef that you don't even know the ins and outs of, you gotta really look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh yeah, something is really wrong with me and I need to take a moment to figure that out instead of going to fuck up somebody's gravesite. That's a gravesite. That's with the dead. First of all, what is going on in your brain to make you want to even go to the place where the dead reside? Girl, the other night I was driving home. It was late at night. I was driving home. I was a little high too. You know, you'd be a little paranoid sometimes at night. I drove past the gravesite. When I tell you, I held my breath and I kept it real quiet. I'm like, let me not disturb none of them souls that's in there. I don't play with the dead. I don't play with the dead. I don't play with, I ain't never even been to a funeral. Thank God for that. I don't play with dead nothing. I ain't going to no gravesite to do nothing. Definitely not behind somebody that I just listen to. Y'all gotta, fandom ain't right. It's okay to be a fan, but when you so pressed that your whole day is consumed by the ins and outs of a stranger, you gotta question your actions. I'm scared, because like, what else can you do? Like, what else would you do? You know, you acting like you ain't got nothing to lose for somebody that you just listen to. So for that, I'm sad for you. But that's it, y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna wrap it up because I think that this was a longer episode than I had intended. More episodes to come. We're definitely gonna be having more guests. Things are gonna continue to change because I'm changing, and as I change, this show reflects my change. So sit back and enjoy the ride. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. If you aren't already doing so, follow me everywhere at Black Mocha, BlackMCKM0CHA. Follow, that's my personal page. Follow the show at Constance Annan Show on Instagram and TikTok. And if you guys haven't already done so, y'all know I made this journal, Cry About It, Then Write About It. It is a free write journal. If you guys are interested, click the link in the description box below to join the mailing list to be notified when it drops, okay? I feel like I probably have more things to say. And when I watch this back, I'll probably be like, Constance, how'd you miss that? But leave me a review and a rating. That was probably it. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I will see you in the next one. Peace.